This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Matos, Vaydaber Moshe al Roshei HaMatos. Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to the heads of the tribes. This is a very unique parsha. Always, Moshe Rabbeinu addresses Klal Yisrael. Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Lemar Daber al Bnei Yisrael. Why over here, by the parsha of Nedarim, is it specifically addressed to the Roshei HaMatos? Well, says Rav Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna, the Torah in our Chaim Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph brings the Minhag Ashkenaz that Yechidim fast and abstain from wine and from meat the entirety of the 3 weeks, the entirety of the Yimei HaMetzarim from Shavuos Batamuz until Tisha B'Av, to be Misabel on Yerushalayim, and also because during that time of the year Karbanos were Batal. So therefore, since the end of Parshas Pinchas speaks about the Karbanos, so therefore the Parsha of Nedarim begins that it's being addressed to the Roshei HaMatos as a remez, that after the Churban, when they're no longer Karbanos, it is appropriate that the Roshei HaMatos, the Tamei Chacham, the Yechidim, make Nedarim and are Mekabel upon themselves to abstain because of Avelos and to remember the cessation of Karbanos, to abstain from wine and meat. And this is not like other Nidrei Isser that you're not really allowed to fulfill, just the opposite. Adarabba, these particular Nedarim are considered Nidrei Mitzvah, like the Pasuk says, Nedarai Lashem, Ashalim, and Tahakodesh Baruch Hu, they're considered like Ishim V'Nichoichim. They're like fragrant aromas. They're Karbanos Tahashem, because this humbles one's heart over the Churban Beis HaMikdash. This is the reason why. And one of the reasons why we always read Parshiyos Pinchas and Parshiyos Matos during this period of the year, that is because during this time of the year, from Shavuos Batamuz and till Tisha B'Av, it is correct for Yechidim, for Tamei Chachamim, to abstain from meat and wine in the aftermath of the Karbanos that we read in Parshas Pinchas, when we no longer have Karbanos. Our form of Karbanos is to abstain from meat and wine. And even if we're not on that Madrega, but each individual on their level should have some cognizance of the time period we're holding in, and to refrain from certain indulgences as a tribute and a commemoration of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And in that sense, we should be zoicha that our Avelo should be Niskabel Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki'ishem Uchanichoichem. Wishing everyone a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.